Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And we are back in studio today with a wonderful, wonderful treat. Brother Harold Copeland and myself will be introducing and bringing today a wonderful new teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. And just the title itself is a joy to my soul. And I pray that it is for you too. I have a question. And the question is, what are the benefits of being alive? Have you thought about it? Have you pondered on that? What are the benefits of being alive? Now, I'm going to let your mind to where it goes with the word benefits and the word alive. But I want to focus on the word benefits. Benefits described by David in Psalms 103, verses 3 and 5. From God. Now, these are benefits that David described from God, are spiritual and physical blessings, such as forgiveness of sin, healing, redeeming, and demonstrations of his faithful love and compassion. Have you pondered on the countless reasons to praise God and express your gratitude to him? Are sinful humans prone to forget to do this? The more reason to ponder on what he has done for us in the past, the now, and what he has already done for us eternally. So, Minister Harold and myself, Carnita, we are going to turn on the light of a new teaching series called The Benefits of Being in Christ. So I have my guest, as you know him, Minister Harold Copeland, and he will be bringing this wonderful new teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. So Minister Harold, if you could go ahead and introduce yourself and introduce this new teaching series that I am so ready and excited to see how the Lord is going to shed light and plant seeds and just to understand his benefits.
Hello, everyone. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and I would just like to welcome everybody to Mission from the Heart Radio Broadcast. I, along with Sister Smith, will be your teachers. I always like to take a moment to let you know that I'm forever grateful to be able to fellowship with you concerning the things of our Lord and our God. As was said, we're starting a new series, and that series is entitled The Benefits of Being in Christ. And to take us there, we remember the teaching about spirit, soul, and body. We remember that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body, and that body is our earth suit that carries us while we are down here on earth. And we recall that when accepted Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, God saved us. And when he saved us, he only saved one third of us. He only saved our spirit. And we understand that he saved that spirit to the uttermost. He saved our spirit to the uttermost, that 1 John chapter number 1 or chapter number 4 verse 17 tells us that as Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. So we're just like Jesus in our spirits after we get saved. And we also let it be known that we have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And that's through the renewing of our minds. And we learned that along with this great salvation came a righteousness. And we learned that it was a righteousness that's equal to God's righteousness. A righteousness we did not earn. A righteousness we could not earn. And a righteousness we would have never been able to earn. A righteousness by grace. A righteousness, and grace is unmerited favor, unearned favor that comes from God. A righteousness through faith. And we remember every time we see the word faith, it points to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 8 and 9 tells us, by grace are we saved through faith. It is not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. Not by works. We can't work it out. Any man should boast. And when we boast on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, we have come out of the world. We have turned away from our selfish nature. And we have opened our hearts and we turn to Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And God himself placed us in a supernatural position. Nothing that the world can give us, nothing that we can give ourselves, nothing that man could give us, but God gave us this position. And this position is called in Christ. Yes, Christ. We are one with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is one with us. We are part of the family of God. Paul says that we are heirs of the kingdom. And he goes on to tell us that we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. In other words, because of this position that God has placed us in Christ and placed us into the family of God, there are benefits. Amen. And the word of God, only the word of God revealed these benefits to us. We can't go by how we feel. We can't acknowledge these benefits by our current circumstances and our current situation. If we look in the natural realm, the mountains we see may be too high and we may not can see the benefits because of the mountain. And if we stay in the valley may be too low and we can't achieve the benefits or get to the benefits. But it's by the word of God, no matter what's going on in the natural realm, the word of God reveals to us the benefits that we have now that we are in this supernatural position in Christ Jesus. And we're going to look at the word and let the word speak, reveal to us our benefits in Christ. Open our hearts and receive these benefits, regardless of what the circumstances say, regardless of what the situation say. It don't matter how big the mountain is. It don't matter how low the valley is. Not even what our own mind says. Jesus said, it is written. And we're going to go by what is written in the word of God and receive the benefits that God has for us. Our launch pad scripture concerning this series is Psalm chapter number 103, verse 1 And let us go there and read that, please.
All right. Psalms 103. And it reads this way. The Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yes, forget not all his benefits, God's benefits that he has given to us through the power of his word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, position that we have taken in him, we shall receive the benefits. Let's look at the benefits of being in Christ. Let's look at in Christ, abide in or live in. In this position, we abide in Christ, and Christ abide in us. We live in Christ, and Christ lives in us. That's a benefit, to be able to abide in Christ and allow Christ to abide in you. This is in the spirit. It's not in the other two parts yet. We're going to get there by the renewing of the mind. But by grace, through faith, the minute we believe, and we received Christ, and we took the position, the divine supernatural position of being in Christ, we immediately begin to abide in him, and he immediately began to abide in us. We immediately begin to live in Christ, and Christ immediately began to live in us. Let's read John, that's in the New Testament, John chapter number 15, verse 7.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Yes. The benefit of being in Christ. Not only do we abide with Christ and Christ abide with us, but we get to talk to him. Amen. Now, in that abiding, God's will is revealed to us, and God's will becomes our will. Open our mouth and begin to speak to Christ. We are speaking according to the will of God. And when we begin to ask things of him, the things that we ask will not be of the will of flesh or the will of carnality or the will of the world, but the thing that we ask will be according to the will of God. And Jesus said, when we ask these things, they shall be done unto us. That's a benefit of being in Christ. For we can ask anything according to the will of God, because it's in the plan that God has for our life. And he will do it for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And knowing that this abiding is in the spirit. This abiding is not in the soul, and it's not in the body. And you can see how spirit, soul, and body also can just come into this chin, because the word of God is just one word, full of one truth. But that one truth is the whole truth in the heavens and the earth and under the earth. Spirit, when we abide, we are waiting in Christ. we abide in his spirit with the big S and our spirit with the little S. And we remain in that position in Christ. It's a safe place. That position is a safe place. A dwelling takes up the Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, and we abide under the wings of the Almighty. Amen. So when under the shadows of the wings of the Almighty. So when the storms come and the rain come and begin to beat against our house, you know, our marriages, come against the husband, come against the wives, and come against our children and our grandchildren. Amen. Our house will stand. Amen. Because we're abiding in Christ. Christ is the rock. And he's the solid rock. And he will keep us. Because we have benefits in the kingdom of the living God. And when we just look at benefits, the things that God has given us, we didn't earn it. And he gave it to us because of the position he placed us in. He gave us these things, these benefits in Christ. We can call them rewards that God just desired for us to have. We can call them gifts. I'm a father. I love to give gifts. Before my wife went to heaven, I loved to give her gifts. I have two sons. I love to give them gifts. And now the epitome of it all, I got three grandchildren. And I love to give my grandchildren gifts. And that's how Father God is. The benefits. They're gifts. We didn't earn it. But the heart of our Father loved to give gifts to his children, and his children's children, and his children's children's children. Amen. And since his heart is so joyous to give us gifts, amen, with joy. Somebody say with joy. With joy, we shall freely receive. Spiritual principle and then word of God say, freely receive. Now freely give. The things of God. We have to go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. We have to go there. In verse 3.
Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Yes. Yes. We let that word just speak into the atmosphere itself. Yes. Look how it ends. In Christ. Amen. And then it tells us the benefits. First, the scripture let it be known that God has blessed. It's a done deal. It's not will bless, a gonna bless, a maybe bless, but it's has blessed. And the pronoun us represents his children, those that are in position in Christ. to receive this, we have to be in position to receive this hast blessed, we have to be in position, and in position is in Christ. Hast blessed. It don't stop there, but it tells us with all, it's a done deal. That's why God's resting now. And that's why Jesus said, it is finished. Hast blessed, already done, with all. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Everything in its perfected place. All spiritual blessings. Amen. That's out of the kingdom of heaven. The window has been opened upon those that are in position, those that are in Christ. The windows are open. There's an open heaven. And God is pouring out the blessings, the benefits, as we see them revealed through the word of God. Has blessed spiritual blessings in the heavenly places because we're in Christ Jesus. All. You know, in the Greek, all means all. In the Hebrew, all means all. And the way we partake of it is we allow the mirror of the word of God to reveal the blessings that is under the umbrella of all. And as the word of God reveals these truths, the word of God is a spiritual mirror. As it reflects these truths into our hearts and our minds and our soul, and we see the reflection of the blessing that God has for us and has given us, then by faith, somebody say by faith. By faith we begin to receive it. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith. Amen. And as Minister Smith said earlier, that Psalms 103 just reveals some of the all blessings. Some of the all blessings. And we want to read verses 3 through 8 and let the word reflect the kingdom blessings that is revealed in Psalms 103. Let us go there and read that, please. Psalms 103, verses 3 to 8.
Who forgave all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, unto the children of Israel. Verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to walk through there and pull out some nuggets and let the Spirit speak to us. And allow the mirror of the word to reveal that our hearts are illuminated with truth. And when the truth comes forth, that we are set free from every lie of the enemy. And that we can walk in the kingdom dominion, in the blessings, in the benefits that our Father has already given unto us. Who forgiveth? Let's look at forgiveth. Okay. Forgiveth means we've been pardoned. We've been spared. It pulls down the wall of separation that will stop us from operating in the position that God wants us to. And that wall is sin. So forgiveness brings forth a blessing of being pardoned for sin and being spared for sin, that there is nothing blocking us from our Father, our inheritance, our benefits. He said, who forgiveth all? I love that word. And that word has spoken through the Spirit already like 3 or 4 times. Who forgive us all? There's none remaining. That's why Romans chapter number 8 starts out so powerful. Therefore now there is no condemnation. Amen. Why if there's no condemnation? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's no condemnation because God has forgiven us all. He has forgiven all of our sins. If there was one that wasn't forgiven, then we can be condemned. But he has forgiven us of all of our sins. So therefore, now there is no condemnation. Now watch this. This is not for everybody. It's a benefit. For those who are where? In Christ Jesus. Yes. That's a benefit for us. Being in Christ Jesus, all of our sins are forgiven. Amen. And all means all. Well, Brother Copeland, I know I'm forgiven of the sins that I committed before I got saved. No, all means sins of yesterday, sins of today, sins of tomorrow, and sins forever. The sin issue is settled by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Ah, oh, yes, it is. God's heart is satisfied concerning sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ is more powerful than, that's that three-letter word, all sin. And when Jesus shed his precious blood, he washed away all the sins of the world. And once we get in Christ, we receive the benefit, all sins being forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, forgive us all of our iniquities. Iniquities takes on generations. That great-granddaddy didn't deal with. Then granddaddy didn't deal with it. Then mama didn't deal with it. Daddy didn't deal with it. But when we got in Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ dealt with it. Amen. And the buck stops here. Amen. And whatever those lingering iniquities or those lingering sins that came down from generation to generation to generation, amen, we are the deliverer because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we take the blessings and the benefits of God. We may have to fight them until the fourth generation, but they stop at the fourth generation because we are that fourth generation. And once they stopped, the blessing began. The benefit began to be released. And the Bible said the blessing, the benefit goes on down to 1,000 generations. We're blessed. And we cannot be cursed. The benefit of being Christ. And part B of verse 3 said, healest. And the strong concordance said, to mend. To bind up the brokenness. healeth. That's a benefit. We get to know God as the healer. The Old Testament called him Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. Amen. Glory to God. The benefit of being in Christ, God becomes our healer. Amen. He becomes our healer, and he healeth. And that definition goes on to say, thoroughly make us whole. That's through and through. That just not in one area. But let's just bring out the three categories that we learned about. Make us whole spiritually. Make us whole as we keep renewing the mind and the soul. And make us whole in our body. He healeth all of our diseases. The word is in there again, all. And that's because of the stripes. The stripes of Jesus Christ. You know, Isaiah tells us that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were sealed. Theologians say, you know, 39, he took 39 stripes. One short of 40. And 40, he would have died right there. So with 39, one short of 40. But the 39 stripes, the Bible said by his stripes we was healed. That was 2,000 years ago. We was healed. 39 stripes represent 39 categories. Yes, it does. 39 categories. And let me bring that little word in that we love so much. All, yes, all sickness and disease that's in the earth realm goes into those 39 categories. They fall under those 39. Every sickness, you can, even the coronavirus, everything fall under the category of the 39 stripes. He didn't leave nothing out. By his stripes, we was healed. Benefit, we have in Christ. The benefit of being in Christ. And we look at diseases, and diseases, Strong said, something that make us grievous. Something that make us grievous. And Strong went on to say that sick, when we are sick, he heals us. Jesus heals us because of the 39 stripes where all sickness and disease, affliction, and infirmity are put under the categories of the 39 stripes. He heals us when we're sick. He heals us from all sickness. A benefit. He becomes our doctor, Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. Benefit for being in Christ. In verse 3, we pull the benefits, we put them all together, and we pull them out, and the benefits. God pardons and spares us from all evil, our own evil, our own faults, our own mischief. He don't give us the punishment that we deserve, but he gives us grace instead. He forgives us of all sins. Let's just release the truth. Sins of yesterday, sins of today, sins of tomorrow, sins forever, because of the power of his blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. He mends a broken heart. He binds up our wounds. He thoroughly makes us whole. And he delivers us from anything that grieves us, anything that makes us sick, anything that brings sickness in this body. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Benefit. And as the mirror of the word reveals the benefit of the healing that we have, because God becomes our doctor, Jehovah Rapha, the great physician who heals us. We receive our healing. We receive our healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go on to verse 4. Redeem us. I heard Minister Smith use that word earlier in her introduction. It was so beautiful. I wanted to tell her to say that beautiful word over again. Redeem us. Take on a tone of He brought us back. Amen. And as we go, we remember Genesis. Adam sold us. In Genesis, Adam sold us to darkness. Amen. But through the blood, God bought us back. God redeemed us. Amen. Adam sold us into destruction. Because darkness is destruction. But through the blood of Jesus, God brought us back and redeemed us from the destruction that Adam put us in. That's a benefit from being in Christ. He said He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Loving kindness. That's His tender, benevolent affection. That's loving kindness. And crown is take on the tones of He encircles it all around us. Encircles it all around us through and through. Tender mercies. Loving kindness. A benefit. That's even in our worst circumstances, we can be encircled with God's loving kindness, with God's tender mercies, because He brought us back from destruction and all corruption. We've been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. God went into destruction and redeemed us back to Him by the precious shed blood of Jesus. Amen. He didn't leave us in the world. Glory to God. His great spirit began to tug on us when we was in the world. We started getting uncomfortable doing some of the things that we was doing. We started out doing them comfortably, but then we became uncomfortable. There was a tug and a pull. This is not me. This is not you. Glory to God. God drawed us in out of darkness, out of that the world was offering, out of the lies and the deception of the world. He drawed us in by His Spirit. He drawed us in by His Word. He drawed us in by His love. The New Testament calls it the agape. The agape is the unconditional love. Let me say that word again. Some people miss that. Unconditional. Amen. You know, in the natural realm, even, you know, some of our close loved ones, I mean close loved ones, that love that they give us is conditional. And if we do cross over the line, then that love that they give us, our close loved ones, may cease. You know, I love my wife dearly, and God truly blessed me with an angel for 21 years before He took her home. And I knew she loved me. But even after 21 years of marriage, when I crossed over the line, there was a couple of days went by that I didn't feel like she loved me, you know, because I did something wrong. But that's not the way God is. God started out loving us when we were sins, when we were in our sin, when we were his enemy, he loved us. For Romans tells us, God demonstrated his love for us while we were yet sinners. Yeah, we was his enemies when he showed his greatest love and affection for us. We was God's enemy. And God showed his greatest, highest level of love for us. And it's that love that drew us into the kingdom. Oh, Sister Smith, I just feel a draw, amen, a call. I feel a heart call that God is calling out to hearts of those that haven't stepped into the kingdom of God yet and not under the umbrella of the benefits because they haven't received Christ and haven't been placed in this position that only God can position us in, the position of being in Christ. And I just sense the Spirit pulling on hearts on those that are listening. And I even sense some that may have thought that they walked away and they don't know that the unconditional love of God, amen, that you can't cross over the line, amen, that if, even if you cross over the line, God is going to cross over the line with you. So, Minister Smith, as the Spirit leads you, would you please release a prayer of salvation, amen, that the Spirit of God can draw those hearts that are urging to come into the kingdom. Would you do that for us?
Amen. So if you would, brothers and sisters, partner with us and that we would be in agreement in prayer and lift up someone who may not know him in the pardoning of their sin. You may know someone that is on your job. You may know someone right there in your own family. It may even be your spouse. So if you would lift them up by name in prayer, that God would do a supernatural thing in their life and that they would run to him because he is their benefit. So if we could touch and agree, brothers and sisters, and pray together. And for those of you who do not know him, and you want to know him, I encourage you to come to the throne of grace with a bowed head and humble heart as we pray together and receive the benefit that would dwell in your heart. So let's pray. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I need you right now, hour, every minute, every day. Lord, I am your child. I surrender my life to you. Lord, I need you right now. Please come in and take the throne room of my heart that I would abide in you and you abide in me. Lord, I need thee. I love you. I ask for forgiveness of my sin because I know Jesus died on the cross for me. Clean me up, Lord. I've done some things I should not have done. I've said some things I know I shouldn't have said. So, Lord, here I am with a humble heart and surrendered hand saying, please save me.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we welcome you to the family of faith. We welcome you to the ark of Jesus Christ. For he is our refuge, and he hides us under the shadow of his wings. So praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And we just encourage you to find or seek out a Bible teaching church that you would be discipled and that you would be baptized by submersion of water, that you would also look for a small group Bible study or a Sunday school class in the church, that you would be discipled so that you can grow and go in grace. Tell somebody that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Share your testimony with them, that they would want to know, how can I be saved? What must I do to be like you? And that is a spirit-filled, born-again Christian. So thank you for accepting, but seek out a small group or a Bible study so that you can grow and grow in grace. Satan is mad, and he's going to nip at you because you have accepted Jesus Christ. You have no worries. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Harold.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and we welcome all the new believers into the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we are glad and excited that you come under the umbrella of the kingdom of God and take that supernatural position of being in Christ and knowing that you haven't seen nothing yet, that it get greater and greater and greater, and God has great benefits for you. And we want you to know that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want you to know that God loves you greater than we do. And nothing can stop his love for getting to you and through you. Amen. And this just segue us back into the teaching. For we was on verse 4, and we're going to sum up the benefits that are in verse 4. And now you're able to receive your benefit along with the rest of us in Jesus' name. So in verse 4, God brought us back. And that's what happened with the salvation prayer that Minister Smith prayed, the beautiful prayer she prayed. God brought some back from where the devil sold them. And then there was some that was already bought back, but they thought they went back. Amen. But the word of God came forth in truth, and the prayer came forth in truth. Amen. And they let the hearts know that you're still in his presence, and he's still with you, and there's nothing that can separate you away from his love. We've been bought back. Look at somebody and say, you've been bought back. Look at yourself and say, I've been bought back by the blood of the Lamb. We've been delivered of what verse 4 gives us. God purchased us. He ransomed us. He is our revenger from, my beautiful word, all destruction, from all corruption. You know, sometimes we can get in a spiritual ditch, but God brings us out of that ditch. Sometimes we can get in a grave, hallelujah, but God's resurrection power resurrects us out of that grave. And even David say, I find myself in a pit, hallelujah. And as you read the song, God always brought David out of the pit. And God the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he brought David out of the pit, he bringing us out of the pit too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't no pit hold us down. Can't no grave hold us. Glory to God. Because God is our redeemer. There was a song that say, my redeemer lives. It came from the book of Job. Say, I know that my redeemer lives. Glory to God. And that's a benefit, amen, that our Redeemer lives. And glory to God. And because he lives, he daily redeems us. He daily redeems us from destruction. And I like this. He encircles us with his loving kindness. And he allows his loving kindness to encompass all around us. And that will happen to the new converts today. They was encircled by the unconditional love of God. And those that thought they had walked away, God's love grabbed them and encompassed all around them, within, through and through, and with an overflow from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. That's why he crowns us with his loving kindness, his tender and benevolent affection. He gives us blessings. He gives us strength. That's why the word of God say, let the weak say, I am strong. And the word of God tells us that the joy of the Lord is my strength. His strength comes with joy. He's our protection, Psalms 91. Our assurance that we know that we know that we know that we know that the truth is with us. And Jesus Christ tells us that the truth that we know in our knower, and we taught that every time we see that word know, it's not an intellectual knowing, but it's a heart knowing. The truth that we know in our knower, which is our heart, makes us free. And then Romans chapter number 82 tells us, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, God. And he guides us. The psalmist say, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. He's our guide. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pasture. He leadeth me besides the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's just a shadow, I will fear no evil. For thou art, I'm not alone, thou art with me. He's my protector. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comforts me. The blessings, thou preparest a table before me in the presence, not my friend, of my enemies. Favor, thou anointest my head with oil. Overflow, my cup runneth over. Assurance, surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. There was my word, that beautiful word, all days of my life, and I would dwell in the house. Benefit of the Lord, benefit forever, benefit of being in Christ. Verse 5, who satisfy? I'm satisfied already just from reading about being satisfied. Who satisfy? You know, the word satisfies takes on a tone of not missing anything, not lacking. So, we don't have to make the choice of whether it's half empty or whether it's half full. That comparison don't even come close because it's an overflow and it's always a constant overflow. Amen? The benefits, blessings keep coming in And if they keep coming in, we keep releasing them out. And we become a channel that God can get the benefits to and get them through. And once he finds that channel that he can get something to and get it through, amen, it's going to be a continuous flow. A continuous flow. Amen. Because everybody around you will be blessed with the benefit because you're blessed. Thank you, Lord. And we take on the character of our Father. We give in abundance because he gives in abundance. That's why he said overflow. He said your cup will run its over. He said you will not have room enough to receive. Glory to God. There won't be room enough. Amen. I got too much. Glory to God. I have to go and give it to somebody else. So that satisfied takes on that tone. Having more than enough. Filled to the fullness. Having plenty. Being saturated with it. Amen. Being saturated with it. Glory to God. Suffice. Sufficient. Suffice. Being complete in Christ. Amen. Not looking out for anything else. Amen. Because in him, I got everything I need. He completes me. Amen. He's more. Our God is more than enough. Amen.
Amen. Well, Brother Harold, I tell you, I don't want to stop, but it's so rich, and it just is enough to just bask in and relish in to where it just draws me back for next week. And I just knowing the benefits alone brings the joy and the excitement. And I pray and hope that it's doing the same for you as you listen to the broadcast and listen to these rich nuggets that Minister Harold has turned the light on for all of us to see what the scriptures reveal to us in these verses in Psalms 103. And I just hate to let this go, but the time has come around to where we have to bring this particular broadcast to an end. But the teaching series, no. We will definitely pick this back up and continue on next week. And I just congratulate, and the hat goes off to Minister Harold on just feeling his joy through the broadcast. And if you haven't felt the joy or shouted or threw your hands up as a hallelujah praise, maybe we need to go back to the foot of the cross and just get a little more boost from the Lord, because I totally feel how expression of love through the scriptures and just the benefits of what Psalms 103 brings to light, as David shares with us in this particular psalm. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited of the benefits, and especially the eternal benefit. What God has already done for us is just a joy to my soul. So always remember, brothers and sisters, that the grass withers and the flowers, they fade away. But the richness and the joy and the love and the benefits of God's holy word will remain forever and ever. So just don't allow this day to be the only time. But remember that you can be blessed by these teaching series over and over, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the broadcast, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/2HeartMFTH. And that's heart, the number 2, heart, MFTH, meaning mission from the heart. So even if you miss, always remember you can go back and listen to the broadcast. So, Brother Harold, thank you, and we will resume or continue on next week. So God bless you, and have a blessed remaining of your day.